Welcome to Wolf Dan's Saturday Set. The boy band is back together. We are back at full strength, King Zone. Welcome back, mate.
Thank you. Back in the chair after a seven-day hiatus. Plenty of partying, plenty of sport. Got it out of my system and I'm ready. Back in the seat to try and make some money.
That's it. Very good. We'll talk about that later. Sound like a great boys trip. I'm sure everyone out there will want to hear about it. Fizzer, welcome, mate.
Yeah, good morning.
Another week. You didn't get to go on the boys trip.
But No, I'm happy to have stayed here, though. Yeah, Would have been quite messy after our Melbourne trip, so I'm happy to recover.
I feel like this is your time of the year. Perth's starting to really warm up. You love Perth.
I do love Perth.
Find it a bit easier. I reckon you're going to have a real tear over the next few weeks.
Yeah, hopefully. This weekend, we'll see what happens. Yeah,
would be very good. All right, all roads lead to Cranbourne. They've got a magnificent meeting coming up on Saturday. They've done a fantastic job to promote it. We're going to talk about a couple of the feature races from there. We're going to start with the Ladbrokes Meteorite for 2024. It's the first time it's ever been run. Let's go and have a bit of a look at it. And in 2023, Imperatrice dominated the McEwen. In 2024, Barracreel dominated the McEwen at Moonee Valley. And he's now dominating the market of this Meteorite. It's a very, very good race. Cranbourne Racing Club must be very happy the way it's come together. What do we think about Barracreel, King Zone?
Well, it's going to sit on pace. The first thing I want to say about Cranbourne is that it is an advantage to sit in the first couple off the maps at all distances, really, especially those shorter ones. Barracreel, to me, I know a few of the boys were really keen. I saw the text flying around, which we'll get to. But to me, I thought Barracreel was a bit short. Great chance, but I think we'll drift in the market. I was interested in two horses here. So who dares leads? And then you got a few going into second. You got Cloudland, Oscar's Fortune, Barracreel obviously will punch up, Philosopher all going forward. Let's talk about Oscar's Fortune.
Yep.
Changed trainers to Bedgood last start. Mm-hmm. So obviously weren't happy with the previous trainer. There was a little issue there. Ran a good race. This horse has plenty of ability over from WA. We saw it start. It was a big tip on the pot day on Moonee Valley.
It was in the McEwen. McEwen got his brains beat in by Barracreel.
But started short and was tip. So I think they've had a few issues with it, which I don't mind backing horses like this when you're getting double figure odds. What are we about $13 Oscar Fortune and has been $18 into $13. We'll sit on pace. First run for Bedgood was quite good as well. Got held up. And ran all right, was in the wrong part of the track down the Flemington Straight as well. So I'm going to have a small bet on Oscar's Fortune. I wasn't super keen on the race. The other horse, which I thought from a value perspective, was Nadal. Mm-hmm. He was a little unlucky last start as well, going enormous, started favourite in the race beaten by Ray Magnerio, which is in this market as well. Just thought value-wise, those were the two horses to sort of be on. Barracreel, great chance, but a bit short for me.
Fizz, talk to us, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to oppose what King said. Barracreel, the right one in this race, comes out of the right race down the straight against all the proper sprinters in Australia. Interesting stat that Smalley just told me, never been beaten around a bend, Barracreel, only been beaten down the straight. So for me, back around the bend, sit right on speed, definitely the horse to beat. I've actually backed it. Not a Saturday set tip, but I've had a bet on it. I thought the one Arkansas Lad, you can have that from the wide gate. Don't want to be on it. Nadal gets back in its run. I thought it was the danger to Barracreel, if there is one. Rag Magneria, the next pick. But yeah, I couldn't see anything outside the market there and definitely bet for me.
What price do you take?
$2.80.
$2.80, okay. So slight firm.
Yeah. I just think it'll be, I just think it's the right one.
Boost away.
I can see us probably ripping into it in the mates mode pot that we're running on Cranbourne Cup Day after we finish this. What do you reckon?
Yeah, a little boost.
What I think, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, if we can boost away. Yeah, I mean, personally, I thought a bit short, but if all the other boys are all in,
yeah, and we I'm bit happy. Of a boost, yeah. Could be a little bit of an anchor for a multi as well. Very good. All right, let's keep rolling. We'll talk more about that mates mode pot in a second, but we're going to move to Cranbourne Race 9, the Ladbrokes Cranbourne Cup for 2024, 1,600 metres, and we see It's a Wild Night from the all-powerful Tiaka Racing Stable. It's come across from New Zealand. It's won two on the bounce in New Zealand, and here it is to ruffle things up in the Cranbourne Cup. It's a very strong field. It's a Wild Night. It'd be pretty good to win this one. But the bookies and the punters at the moment think it's the one that should be favourite. What are you making of it all?
I'll let the Fizzo talk about It's a Wild Night. I'll just talk about my two that I'm backing in this race. Number 10, Running By, which is in career best form at the moment. You can see there on your screen with a bullet rating of 89 and top pick. It's only failure this prep was on a heavy track, which I always forgive horses on heavy track. Apart from that, it's absolutely flying. The only concern for me, though, is the star from the UK, Safi Osborne, young UK jockey. She's coming over. She's had four rides, I think, in Australia, hasn't ridden a winner yet, and it's a little bit of a tricky map, but she's obviously got plenty of ability, more of the map than the jockey that I'm concerned about, but we've spoken about those UK jockeys coming over. But at $7.50, I'm prepared to take the risk. The other one is Macram there with a bullet rating of 78, $23 with Ladbrokes, but I do think you'll get better than $23. I don't think anyone will back this horse. Form looks very ordinary, but the thing that I like about Macram is on Macram's day, Macram can win this race. And when you're probably going to get 30 to 1, you might Macram might get beat 20 times in a row and run eighth, and then Macram will come out and win. So I don't mind those horses that can have a peak rating and on their day they can go to a level that's good enough to win the race. I love backing roughies that are capable of winning the race when their recent form isn't very good.
Very good. Great summation. We'll go to the Fizz.
Yeah, I guess I'll talk about It's a Wild Night first. It brings good NZ form, but I did look at it. It's had three starts at the 1600 and only been placed once. Mm-hmm. Bit of a concern for me for a horse that's $5, first start in Australia. So for me, it's a no. It's a Wild Night. Blake Shin aboard obviously gives it a bit of a tick, but no, I would prefer to bet around it. I like number 11, Globe. I've got it top pick. I had number 7, Von Hawk, coming out the strong group one behind Mr. Brightside. Gave it a rough hope at the $10 mark, and King's horse running by was my saving bet for the race. Air Assault probably pushes across, and it's another one that'll give you a sight at big odds. But yeah, It's a Wild Night to know for me in that race.
Okay, fair enough. We've got a few things to talk about before we move on to some other feature races. So we are doing a Mates Mode pot on Saturday with Ladbrokes. It's good fun. You can see that thumbnail up on the screen that will give you a lot of information, but a $50 buy-in. We'll all be putting the bets on in collaboration with some of the better judges from racing.com. We did well on Cox Plate Day. We're going to do well again this week, or we certainly hope to.
We are. We've got the team lined up. We've got Ascari. We've got Zarafa. We've got the Fizzer. We've got Johnny Kelton. We've got
also Hutchie as well.
Chris Small. We've got Hutchie. We've
plenty
got
of them.
Dream Team Matt. We've got Matt Jr.
It's going to be
great. Myself.
It's going to be
great.
We've
got the AI Golden Bullet. So about what the theory is, though, we're going to back the best bets, as we did on Cox Plate Day. Yep. So everyone gets one pick and then I'll put them all together and invest on them. So there might be, say, I don't know, 14 bets. And then during the day we might back a few Golden Bullets, have a look at the track bias, might throw a few in as well, spend 10% on the quaddy. So that's our sort of moving forward with it. That's what
structure.
Our,
that's the strategy.
It's easier when on a Saturday when there's more meetings on the first one when there was only 8 races to choose from. We don't have enough to sort of pick from, but it's easier when there's – how many meetings have we got? 12 eights. We've got
probably more, 16 probably.
Yeah, we've got 100 races meetings to pick from. Yeah. How good is it, Fizzer?
I love betting. It's the best.
And, of course, we're going to do a live stream to accompany it. You can see the thumbnail there. That'll start at 3:40 p.m. on Saturday. Timmy Yateman, our man in the den down in Melbourne, he's coming up to do it in Sydney with us. Tom Papp, Papp's pun on the Tom Papley.
Beautiful.
Think he might come in, which would be great.
Sensational.
It's always good to have a good guest to come in.
Yeah, he loves
it. We've got Australia versus India as well in the cricket in the background. Brilliant. We've got brilliant racing from Western Australia. So come and join us. It'll be our last live stream of the year. A lot of fun. We always appreciate you guys coming and watching them, and all the questions and comments you put in make them great. As always, AI is free this week on Victorian Racing. And the very last thing I wanted to say before we get into the feature races in Western Australia is that our good friends at the Melbourne Racing Club, as always, they've got free tickets, not this Saturday, the Saturday after. You can go to Zipping Classic Day and you can go and see Peking Duck, outstanding band. I heard John Stevens went absolutely off last week, 1,000 Guineas Day, so they're great at putting entertainment together. Go and get some free tickets. The link will be in the description. The link to the Mates Mode pot will also be in the description as well. This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes have you covered with all the best racing features so you can own spring racing. You can support the show by joining Ladbrokes today and using the code GALLOP. If you want the ultimate social betting experience, be sure to check out Ladbrokes Mates Mode, where you can chat, share, and bet with your mates. We've even started our own Wolf Den Mates Mode group, and you can join the action by using the join code WOLFDEN24. So check out Mates Mode and download the Ladbrokes app this spring carnival.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
We've got all of that out of the way. Mm-hmm. It's time to move to the feature races in Western Australia. We're going to start with Ascot Race 7, the WA Guineas for the three-year-olds. And we have a dominant favourite in the race, September Born. Over to you.
The Golden West comes alight, hey? This is the great meeting of the railway and the Guineas. I like this race. I think there's only two possible hopes, and they are the first two in the market. On a day where I'm not tipping a lot of favourites, I found a lot of value on Saturday. But let's talk about this race. So September born. What's a 270 at the moment? A horse, I've written just horse on the rise. Three runs, two wins, 1600 for the first time. Is going to suit, you would think. I haven't got much between September born and also Storyville. Got to 1600 last start for the first time. So Storyville's had a 1600 meter run, and September born hasn't, which I quite like as well. Massive run last time, bumped at the start, had to go back, slow tempo, and came over the top of them with exceptional sectionals, just went crunch up the fence. It was a huge run. Pikey goes on, $4.40, and he's my first official Saturday set tip on Railway Stakes Day.
Fizzer, can you match that, mate? That enthusiasm, that energy?
Yeah, I matched it because I tipped it last week and backed it on the den. So it was Storyville, yeah, great win last start, and I was really happy with the way it hit the line. One thing I'll say here is I'm leaning towards the boys over the fillies in this race. So I'm with September Born in this race. Barrier 4 looks perfect for September Born. It'll just put itself right in the firing line. Looks the outstanding horse of the race to me, and I don't have any problem with the 1600 for it. Storyville, obvious danger. Pike aboard. The win last week was next level. It beat two other horses that are in this, Ron's Final Flutter and Flower of Gold, which are both 20-1 shots. So it may give you an indication that the fillies aren't so fancied in this race as much as maybe the boys. So yep, we'll see what happens there. But look, I thought the only other thing that I would have said was Exceed the Planet, number 7, $11 looks massive overs for it. It ran second to September Born, hitting the line strongly last start, and $11 looks wrong to me. I think London's Image will drift, coming from 1,200 to 1,600. And yeah, exciting race. I'm with September Born. I think Storyville is a great hope, and Exceed the Planet is a big price, $11.
Fair enough. Let's move to Ascot Race 8, one of the big group ones over there, the Railway Stakes, 1,600 metres. Light Infantry Man and J-Mac dominated in the Flemington Carnival. They come here again to try and dominate again. It's scary how good J-Mac's going, isn't he? He's not just one of – I think he's actually transcended to become one of the great Australian sporting athletes, really. Like, he's just
–
he's over there riding Romantic Warrior, back yep, here doing this, just all over the shop. It's not just about racing now. I think it's about the whole sporting ecosystem in Australia.
Didn't so. It shit in. Romantic Warrior. Yeah. Didn't beat a lot, but gee, the way it won, unbelievable. Let's talk about the 2024 Railway. So Nash is drawn out in 14, just going to go bang, crash, wallop and get across. And Light Infantry Man as well has drawn for J-Max, drawn Barrier 2. So he'll hunt up and be in the first four. So you've got the first two in the market there at $4.40 and also $4.50 dominating betting. You've got Nash and Bjorn Baker, and you've got J-Mac and Kieran Ma. So if you look at the jockey-trainer combos, you'd be all over them. I think they're both unders. I think that they can get a result here, the bookies, which is not unusual to see the two favourites going down. I'm with smaller, number 12, Port Lockroy. Going to 1600, fourth up, ready to peak, 53 kilos. The other one that I'm interested in and definitely going to have something on is number 13,
Super Smink.
Yeah, the local hope. The local hope. And 53 kilos again. We'll be charging home down the middle. There's going to be a lot of pace on here, I think, with Nash drawn out wide, which he's going to go forward. And I think the Smink can come all over the top of him with Port Lockroy as well. Not an official Saturday set tip, though. It's a pretty hard race. I just think the two favourites, I think they've got great hopes, but I just think they're too short in the market.
Thank you, Sir Fizz.
Yeah, very, very hard railway. It's hard to line up these horses coming over from Sydney and all sorts of different angles. But I do believe number 1, Belle Claire, looks way too short, and I'd happily bet and lay it, bet around it and lay it. It's going to have to work across from the wide draw. It was 1,400 last start. It's up to 1,600. Ascot's been playing super swooperish in the start of the season. And I don't know, leading all the way. I know Bjorn has a habit of bringing horses over that look the right ones, but this one for me, I don't want to be on Belle Claire. Light Infantry Man, it has the highest rating out of this whole race from last start. Yeah, it'll get the right run, right trainer, right jockey, but I'm not going to back it. Big prices, WA horses here. Zip Away, $9 down the bottom. No luck last start, just got pocketed and then flashed late. Very big chance down the bottom. Search and Rocks, massive, massive price at $31 each way. Triple Missile, another horse that you could have something on at 70s. They're my three Perth horses that I want to have something on. Very, very hard race, but, yeah, I'd be taking on the one.
Fair enough. Well, let's move to the last of our feature races. We're going to go to Kembla Grange, another $1 million race, the Gong. It's a very strong race, as you'd expect, for a $1 million race. It's Kembla Grange's big day in the sun. What did you make of this race, Kings?
The Gong. They got good food down at Kembla. Very good food. I love the canteen at Kembla. Let's talk about the Gong. Value for me again. I'll just talk about the overlays in the race rather than going through everything. Number 8, Osipenko. This is another horse that can do it on its day. Mm-hmm. 3 runs with not a lot of luck. I think it's about 20s at the moment.
Yeah, not on the screen, but that's
you'll get 30s. No, I don't think anyone will back it. I'm going to have a small bet on it. The one I think is good odds is number 17, Glory's Days, which is probably not on the screen there either. $31 plus I think you can get now, which is a good price, I think. Great record second up. Will be better suited over the 1600. There's no pace in this race either, and it's a horse that can go forward. It was one that I would take the early price and wait on the other one. And if Tavi Time got a run, $9 there at the moment. I had it a slight overlay, but it's third emergency, so I won't waste any time talking about it. I see Territory Express, which I tipped a couple of starts ago and was an absolute certainty beaten and didn't have any luck there either. 480 I think is too short, Territory Express, in a race that, as I said, there's not a lot of early pace. I'll probably get back in the field again and these sort of horses like Territory Express that are just unlucky all the time, they tend to be unlucky more so than they are. Yeah, yeah. So you think, oh, it's unlucky, I'll back it. It's unlucky, I'll back it. And then you just keep doing your money with those flashing light runs. But I think 480 is too short. Can win, but I think more of a $7 chance.
Okay, Fizz?
Impossible. Not a type of race I want to look at. I didn't bother wasting my time. Good luck if someone finds a winner. Gringotts the horse to beat. Leave me out.
Love you. Thoroughness. Let's thoroughness move to your Saturday set. Please just rehash.
You're
any
talking about my official Saturday set.
The official.
Well, I've only got one official prior, and that's right. Ascot Race 7, number 14, Storyville in the Guineas. Then I've got 3 more races and 4 more bets. Cranbourne Race 10, number 5, Bolt Saver. This horse is 40-1.
Wow.
So I want to go a official for the win. An official for the place to win the same amount. So it's 200 we bet to win.
Yep.
40-1, I think it's about 7 or 750 a place for Bolt Saver. This all started $6 behind the favourite. So the favourite in this race is called O2 Good, which is $1.50 in the race. It started $3.30. Bolt started $6 and Bolt sat third fence. Didn't get a lot of room. When it did get out, didn't run on that well, but sort of half gave up. It was a bit cramped for room. I think it's run a place, whatever I've written, will sit handy and has run a place 6 out of the last 10. So it's run a place 6 out of the last 10 starts, started $6. I think it's a terrific price. Mm-hmm. I think they've priced this horse absolutely wrong at 40s, but in particular for a place. Mm-hmm. Then we go Doomben Race 5, number 12, Sultry Siren, which has had 4 runs up north for Heathcote. And since he's had it, it's gone to a completely new level. She's $10. I think she's great value. Then we go Ascot Race 6, another horse, $8.50, which I think is great value. All the King's Men, enormous first up, over 1,200. Second up has won twice his last 2 preps, has won second up, going to 1,400, I think, ready to peak the 8. So it's all value for me, value, value, value. I've only got to tip one winner to show a profit or one collect to show a profit on Saturday.
Fizz, your very official good Saturday set, please.
Yeah, mate. I'm going to start in Ascot. I'm going to the last, race 9, number 3. Reuben Gold comes out as favourite. I like number 3, Keep Attacking. I think they've found the trick to this horse, which is getting back, and they've also freshened it up, so it's had a 4-week break. Keep Attacking with Pike for me in that race. We're going to 2 bets in Doomben, hoping it dries up a little bit. I'm not sure the weather's doing what it should do, but heavy 10 at the moment. Anyway, race 5, number 9, Tiltani Fields. Love the way it won last start. I love the little mid-prep trial a couple of days ago, and I think this horse, I'm going to wait on the price because I think there'll be scratchings. Race 7, number 7 in Doomben, Navy on the Highway. I think it'll go straight to the front. Second favourite gets back to near last. It'll be the horse to beat. I like it. Kembla Race 5, number 11, a horse first up called Gilded Water for the Ma stable. They've had 1 trial, 2,000 metres first up, around the $5 mark. Looks juicy to me. Going to Morpheville Race 7, number 7, Bam Yam Buddha. The run in the Gawler Cup was outstanding. This horse never runs a bad race. I'm hoping that continues this weekend. And it's a great each-way pay, although I'll probably just be backing it straight out. But Bam Yam Buddha.
Great work, boys. Let's move to the A-team set. Here it is up on the screen, and we start with Dream Team, Matt. It's all about Barraquil.
Here they come.
Here they come. Let's keep rolling. Who's next? Dano. Got one of, say, Ladbrokes Racing Club at Cranbourne. So we've got that. Then we've got Smalley with Walking Painting at Kembla. Big price as usual. Junior Matt rounding out with Barraquil. We're going to have to go and smash Barraquil after this.
Oh.
For the Mates Mode pot. It's got to be done. wow, we're moving.
Look at the King Zone. Got off the bus and into accountability.
All right. So just as soon as you get out of the, you're on the train, but the train strike's coming. So you might be back to the bus. That sounds like a complete smash up, that train strike. Anyway, not for this show. Let's move to the A-team. Credibility, accountability. There it is. Patchy as always. But we press on. That's about it. That's a
is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, great. We've moved. Let's get out of here. Let's start betting.
We can get out of here just quickly. Your trip to Dallas. So you went to the Jake Paul Tyson fight. What I'm interested in is what was the atmosphere? Would have been amazing leading up to the fight, I presume, and then did the sort of the life come out of the joint a bit when it was obvious that Tyson was just completely
after round one? It did, yeah. But prior to the fight, it was unbelievable. The title fight before the women's was 10 out of 10. I've never seen
that was incredible. We watched
two women smash each other. But prior to that, we went to Nashville for 3 nights, which was the highlight of the trip, actually. And if you ever get a chance to go to Nashville, put it on your itinerary.
Yeah.
It's called Broadway. There's about 100 bars with playing live music from 9 a.m. Just everyone just having a good time. And it was sensational.
Yeah.
But we were going to go to the ice hockey. We're going to go and watch the Nashville Predators. Bought tickets, turned up at the event where there was an away game. We stuffed the tickets up. An away game. But then we went to Dallas, went to the boxing.
Saying you bought tickets for the somewhere else in America.
Yeah, Canada. It was not even in the same country. It was in Canada.
So you turned up and it wasn't. You did your money. You found another way to do your money.
Yeah, we did our money.
Nothing's
then,
easy.
No, it's not easy. Then, the boxing was sensational out at AT&T. We went to the NBA, watched the Dallas Mavs. College footy game.
Wow. Good lot.
And then finish off with the Dallas Cowboys.
At Cowboy Stadium.
At Cowboy Stadium. I've never seen a better bunch of looking females in all my life than the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Wow.
And they got rolled, but I was on them plus 6.5. But we had a great time.
Yeah,
so, brilliant. Yeah, I got it out of my system and ready to make some money to pay for it now.
Back to work. Yeah. Very good. That is another Saturday set in the can for another week. We appreciate your support. Make sure we see you all in our live stream on Saturday on our YouTube channel. Thank you very much. Let's go.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.